Safe community events for kids and teens highlight simple rule supervision and quick safety checks. Today you will learn how to keep kids and teens safe at community events. You will see simple steps you can follow. You will set up clear rules and supervision so no one gets lost. You will have a basic first aid plan and a clear emergency plan. You will learn how to mark safe spaces and exits and how to check the space before kids play. You will hear about keeping games like Roblox safe with parent controls and simple rules. You can share this quick guide with friends to keep your group safe and happy. Clear adult supervision and group sizes at events, simple emergency plan, first aid kit, and visible exits, controlled access with sign-in badges and quick contact info, safe spaces with good lighting, clear zones, and good sight lines. Train volunteers and follow basic safety rules for both in-person and online activities. Safe community events for children and teens. Key learnings and protocols in community events for kids. Safety is the top priority. Officials say a simple, practical plan helps prevent accidents and speeds up help if something goes wrong. You can use these steps to keep everyone safe, from planning to play. Core safety protocols you should follow: access control and identification. Only approved people should enter. Use visible badges or wristbands so you can tell who belongs. Entry and exit flow. Clear paths and signs help you move safely in and out. Have staff guiding you at key points. Pre-event checklist. Do a quick safety check before the event starts to confirm first aid supplies, phones, and contact lists are ready. First aid and emergency plan. Have a pediatric first aid kit handy and a plan to call for help if needed. Incident response steps. If something happens, you assess the scene, give basic care, call for help if necessary, and avoid moving a hurt person unless it's safe. Planning and supervision. You should assign a group supervisor for each cluster of children or teens. Train volunteers and monitors so they know safety rules and how to help. Keep communications simple and clear, using short phrases and names of leaders. Use a buddy system and headcount so no child gets left behind. Safe spaces and layout. Create spaces that are easy to see and easy to reach, with good lighting and smooth edges. Divide areas into simple zones: play, rest, and social time. Use bright, different colors to mark them. Post rules near each zone and keep toys and cords organized. Inspect spaces regularly. Do quick weekly checks for loose objects, faulty lights, or damaged items, and fix them fast. Design spaces with open sight lines and easy access to water and hygiene items. Include quiet corners for anyone who needs a break. Roblox and online activities for families. Exploring Roblox safety and in-game spending. Consider safe ways to buy Robux and teach kids about digital money for practical guidance, including parental controls and settings. Parental controls help you decide who can talk to you, what content you see, and who can join games. Enable two-factor authentication, 2FA, for extra protection on accounts. Set privacy options so creators and messages are safe, and ask for help reviewing settings when needed. Online activities can include kid-friendly tutorials, simple 3D world building, and cooperative challenges that teach math, logic, and design. For virtual events, use basic rules. Limit shared personal data, require strong passwords, monitor chat, and use moderation tools to report issues. For families, exploring Roblox safety resources, such as how to start Roblox safely with easy YouTuber tutorials, or official Roblox programs that help teens learn to create games at school. These can provide practical guidance for both online and offline activities. Virtual events safety. Keep profile information minimal. Avoid sharing sensitive data. Use strong passwords and enable moderation on chats. Plan with friends, set times, goals, and regular breaks. Choose spaces with clear activities and simple participation guides. Allow time to breathe, review what you did, and adjust rules as needed. Educators and organizers may also explore opportunities where Roblox turns play into learning, such as official Roblox programs help teens learn to create games at school and schools team up with Roblox to turn play into learning. Resources and checklists. You will find practical tools to help, planning guides, safety checklists, and simple training materials for volunteers. Having an emergency contact list and a clear point of medical care helps you act fast during incidents. For practical tools on safety, check Roblox safety resources such as how to start Roblox safely with easy YouTuber tutorials and Roblox moderation improvements to stop bullying. parental controls. What it is, how to use benefits, parental controls, settings to limit interactions and content, apply in apps and online accounts used at events, reduces exposure to risky interactions, two-factor authentication, 2FA, extra login verification, enable on all event accounts and staff accounts, adds protection against account breaches, reporting guide, steps to report concerns or rule violations, share with staff and attendees, provide quick access, faster, coordinated responses, tutorials for event participation, short, easy to follow how-tos, use at prep meetings and during activities, builds confidence and safety habits, quick steps for organizers and participants, plan, check, train, communicate, execute plan, define roles, routes, and meeting points before the event, check, run a simple safety checklist and verify the first aid kit and contact lists, train, prepare volunteers and monitors with gentle, clear instructions, communicate, use simple language and visible signs, share contact information with caregivers, execute, follow the plan, adjust if needed, and keep a calm pace during the event. Conclusion. You can keep your events safe by using simple steps and clear thinking. You set clear rules and strong supervision so no one gets lost. You have a basic first aid plan and a simple emergency plan. You mark safe spaces and exits, and you check the space before kids play. You use sign-in badges and quick contact info to stay organized. You create bright spaces with good sightlines, simple zones, and easy paths. You teach a buddy system and do regular headcounts. You train volunteers with gentle safety rules, and you keep online activities safe with parental controls and 2FA. You follow the quick steps, plan, check, train, communicate, execute. You can share this guide with friends to keep your group safe and happy. And always stay calm, help quickly, and keep fun as your goal.